is what gives us a new vision. It is what gives us a new outlook. It is what gives us new perception. And so on the day before the Eid holiday, which is today, the 10th, Dhul Hijjah, the day before, which is yesterday, which is the ninth day, it is given to us that most important part of the Hajj is on that ninth day, correct? Right. The most important day. That ninth day is the day that those who are on the Hajj, the Hajjis, male and female, they all go to that mountain. It's really not a mountain. It's really a small hill. I mean, those of you who made the Hajj, you know, the hill of Arafat, Mount Arafat. And everybody goes there. Now, mind you, this is still, when you're performing when you're going to the Arafat, you're still on the second week of the Hajj month, right? The first week correlates to the Halaqa. This is why I read the Quran. The Halaqa is what is our creation, what is our original nature. And the original nature starts off just like that moon starts off, black, doesn't it? So for us, black is not skin color, because we know our skin is not really black. Our skin are different shades of brown, lighter brown, darker brown. Well, I'm sure you could find some people out there who might look like this speaker box over here, but the vast majority of us are different shades of brown. So when we say black, we're not referring to our skin color. We are referring to the original human nature, how we are created and constituted as human beings, regardless of race, ethnicity, or gender. We all start off the same as human beings, right? All right. And that is black. Okay. As a symbol, it's black, just like that first week in the new moon. Then we get to the second week. Halaqa Fasawwad. What is Sawwad? Fasawwad. Then Fasawwad is from the word Siwad, which is the balance of a thing or its equality. That's the second week. It's equality. But the equality for us is in our creation. We are all created equal under God. Now, sometimes we go too far with this equality thing, because we understand that once you get out, and depending on how you work or who you know or what connections you can make, that equality doesn't stay the same. We all don't have the same size house. We all don't have the same type of job. So the equality starts in your creation. But we also have to see the inequality of people as well. And that's based on what you and I do once we utilize what we have been blessed with or given. And so it is in this second week that people are on the Arafat. And on that hill, if you will, people all meet, they all discuss, and they all share knowledge. And in the equality, all human beings are represented there, right? As regardless of your position or your status, you may be there next to a president of a country. You may be there next to a multi-million-dollar business owner or multi-billion-dollar business owner. You may be there next to a janitor. You may be there next to any of these people there, but you don't know, because the vast majority of people that are on that hill, Mount Arafat, they are all in the same dress, right? There is equality right there. Halakha, first week, the Sawwah, the second week. And it is there that humanity is represented. Now, I can't think of any other example in human history, now or in the past, that represents as many people as is represented there on the Hajj. Now, if you can think of it, please let us know, let me know. But we have normally hundreds of thousands, millions of people on the Hajj, correct? All of them got to get to that artifact, to that hill, and talk and discuss. And this is all day. And the idea is the sharing of knowledge. Everyone is equal under God. That's your equality, recognizing your human equality. We used to say in the old days, and we still do, the idea that Islam is freedom, justice, and equality. Well, where is your equality? I just explained it to you. Your equality is in your creation. Your equality is in how you are constituted in your original human nature. And God gives that. God gives that. And we share, and we come up with solutions. We come up with discussions. We come up with concerns of the community. And then after that, we come back home, and the idea is to come back home and work on those solutions, work on the issues and concerns that are happening in the country of Algeria, or happening in the country of Pakistan, or happening in the country of the United States of America. We discuss ideas, we learn, we come equally under God, we discuss, we learn, we share knowledge, and then we come back to work on those solutions. So alhamdulillah, we have in the Hajj a beautiful example. We have a beautiful picture representing or showing the beauty of human life and humanity. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة ورب حسنة ربنا وقنا عذاب النار. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So the Eid, as I just mentioned, the Eid today is on the 10th of the month Dhul-Hijjah. This is the 12th month of our calendar. But as I mentioned, the artifact, meeting on the artifact to discuss, is on the 9th day. So these are two important days for us. So now, on the 9th day, this is now on the 9th day, we are there discussing concerns, knowledge, sharing knowledge. And then after that, we celebrate. And then we come on back home. And when we come back home, we come back as a new creation, right? So it's reported that if you go to the Hajj and you perform all of your rituals properly, correctly, you come back with new life. It's like being inside of the womb of the mother, and you grow and you grow and you grow and you grow and you grow, and you grow bright, big and bright like that moon I seen in the sky last night. And it's so full. But then at that point, what happens to the child once it grows? And the environment for it is too small. What happens in the 9th month, traditionally? I'm making the comparison with the 9th. 9th month, 9th day, The nine is what's significant. The nine is representing for us the new life, right? That's what it's representing. So now, on the ninth day, we go to Arafat and we learn our intelligence. This is what sharing of knowledge does for the intelligent. It's not just getting knowledge from a laptop or from a computer, because what that does is it separates learning and knowledge from your social abilities. So you can learn knowledge or learn information from a phone, a tablet, or a laptop, but you're retarded as a social human being. You don't know how to relate to people. You don't know how to speak properly. You don't know how to have proper social skills. And that's what we see in this day and time right now, correct or not? So you have learning that happens, but you also have it coupled with social interaction. And with that, you come back as a new life. A new life. And then we come on back home to our respective places. And once we come back with the new knowledge, new life, we then get to that last phase, which is Fahada, which is then guidance. Guidance. You understand? Guidance. So to get that guidance, and this is the difficult part for some of us, to get that guidance, we have to recognize the human being's potential. This is the third. The first is your creation, your natural creation, your original nature. The second is your equality. The third is your potential, qadra, or qadra, as the Quran says, qadra, your human potential, your ability to move out on your human equality and work in the established world. You have to understand or have a sense or idea of what your potential is as a human being. You want to retard someone's potential? Give them a false sense of it or herself. Give him or her a false sense of him or herself. Okay? You can retard a person's potential. So when we come to the last stage of logic, of guidance, if you will, to get that guidance, what you have to do, and oftentimes it's difficult to do, is you got to die. You got to die. See, this is why the moon goes through these phases. It starts, it grows, it gets full, and then it comes back on the other side and starts to wane. That's the symbol in that. It's a symbolic death, but it's the rejection of things, of the human mind, of the human intelligence. Now, I'll give you an example of how it says this way. The Quran says it this way: die not except as a Muslim. Right? There's understanding in that. I'll give you another example. Moses, Prophet Moses, our brother Moses, he told the people at that time to kill themselves. Yes? Told them to kill themselves. Now we understand that this doesn't mean physically, not to kill yourself physically. We're not talking about suicide. We don't do that in the religion of Islam. Moses is not telling them to commit suicide. Moses is telling them to kill what is in their thinking. That's where the problem starts. And your thinking and your intelligence, that's where the problem starts. It starts, I'll say it this way, it starts in the heart, but the heart doesn't have the ability to express itself. The heart has to express itself through the human intelligence, because it's the human mind that gets people to do what they're doing out here in this world. So Moses told the people to kill themselves. And what that means is that they had to let go of their old selfish thinking. Some of us are so, we have good hearts, some of us, but in our thinking, we are all screwed up. And that's the one that a lot of people don't want to give up. Because I got my thinking from Harvard. I got my thinking from Cambridge. My intelligence, my knowledge. I got my thinking from this school of thought. I got my thinking, my knowledge from University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I have a bachelor's degree. I have a master's degree. I have a doctor's degree. Now, you figure a person spends $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 in school loans, you think they're going to give that up? If anything, they're going to hold on to it and fight you because you're trying to tell them to give it up. So that's the difficult part for some people. But how can you get God's guidance? How can you come to the proper conclusion if you don't have the ability to do like that moon does and say, some of this has to go. Some of this has to die. So what does the person do when you have your knowledge, what you learn from all of your years or what have you, and then you have what God has given you? Do you see now why God's first revelation came to Muhammad in the cave inside of that hill? That's the empty cave. That cave is representative of his brain cavity, his intelligence. He was able to clear that out. So most of us are not going to get it. Most of us are not going to get the guidance that you say that you want, but you're not going to give it because you don't want to let go of what you have. You don't want to let it go. People still walking around talking about Christopher Columbus discovered America. That's all they've been taught. They don't want to give it up. And so when it comes to the guidance that God has given to Muhammad, the prophet, the Quran, you take of the Quran what you want to take that agrees with what your thinking is, but you can't get all of it because you don't want to let all of what you got go. That's serious. So, just like we said before, just like in the womb, as that new child is born, we come with a new vision, and we are born. We are reborn. We are given new life. And we are reborn in our thinking, in our vision, and sometimes, as I said before, I shouldn't say sometimes, all of this happens all of the time. We come into new guidance with a new perception, a new idea, and this whole process, what I'm explaining to you, this is real. This is serious. What I'm explaining to you, it just keeps repeating itself. It happens over and over and over and over and over again. It may happen inside of you hundreds of times in different areas of your life. You learn, you grow, you get to a point where you're full in your knowledge, you understand that you got to let go of some things, and then you come into a better knowledge, a new perception, a new guidance. And it happens over and over and over and over again. As we said before, it's like the person saying, that was the old me. I'm not that person anymore. I'm a better person now. That's because you died to a previous knowledge or thinking that you had before, and you came into a new life. So you put down going to the club. You put down being with certain friends. You put down doing drugs and drinking alcohol. You put those things down, that's not you anymore. Or you may say, I learned this in religion, and now I've come into a better understanding. That was my old thinking. I have a new understanding now. That's you dying to that and coming into new knowledge, new guidance. You understand that? Hopefully, inshallah, I do. As I conclude here, this is why Prophet Ibrahim was able to come to the conclusion that he came to. Prophet Ibrahim, what is it that he established? He established La. La. You know what La is? La means no. It doesn't mean just no. La is a negative. It's a negative. But it doesn't just mean no or not. There are a number of different Quranic words for a negative. You have ma, which means not or something like that. But la, L-A, la. As I said before, it means no now. If you study history, it meant no back then. And if you were to live 50 billion years old, it will still be no then. That's just what is established in nature. No, never, not, last. And what conclusion did Prophet Ibrahim come to? He studied. He learned. He went through these phases. He grew in his knowledge. He learned. And what does the Quran say that he did? He looked into the heavens, and he saw the moon. He saw the sun. This is in the Quran. He saw the sun, and then he saw the sun set. He said, no, this can't be my God. He's looking. He's searching. Then he sees the moon. And then he sees the moon set. And then he sees the stars. And then he sees the stars set. This is all much deeper language than what we have time for. My point is that he studied, he learned, he grew, and he got to the point where he had to say, "Lah." He had to reject all of that. He had to reject all of that. And so because of that, we have from Ibrahim the establishment of the idea, the practical, rational idea, La ilaha illallah. That is that there is no God, no God, nothing worthy of worship except the God. Logic. That's coming into a new life. That's coming into what God says, and now you are given a new creation. This is what makes you new again. This is what makes you a new life again. When you are able to study and look in the physical creation or the natural creation and come to the proper conclusion of things, what is called mukhlasina lahu din, that is coming to the proper conclusion in religion. Now, if you still have not come to that conclusion in religion or in science or in studying, you have not come to the full conclusion. You have not come to the proper conclusion. You have not. So we have that established in Ibrahim, and we have that logic now that sets the foundation of our life as people of faith. And it's not just Muslims. There are many other people who have come to this conclusion, or I should say it's not what we see as just traditional Muslims, but there are many other people who have come to this conclusion of La ilaha illallah. There is nothing worthy of worship except the God. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As we said before, as we greeted you, we're going to depart from you with the greetings of peace, of assalamu alaikum. And again, we say Eid Saeed Mubarak. Allahu Akbar.
Eid Saeed Mubarak, and alhamdulillah for you, Imam. Mustafa Had Muhammad. May Allah continue to bless you and the community there from American Muslim 360 broadcast and Community Wide Shura Conference. Praise be to Almighty God. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Eid Saeed Mubarak. Now, dear listening audience, please stay tuned for Share Your Jumu'ah later today. That's approximately 2 hours and about 15 minutes, perhaps around 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? Thank you, and forgive for any difficulties that may have arisen this morning process, but praise be to Allah for Imam Ramusa Fahad Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. All right, we're going to share some public service announcements. And if you have any comments you'd like to share, I see my dear sister here. May I bring you in? Press 1 if I may bring you in. My sister, Deprita Hadi, press 1 if it's okay to bring you in. If not, alhamdulillah. Okay. All right. I do understand. Okay. Everyone, please continue to enjoy the day. Right now, we're going to share a public service announcement, and we look forward to having you with us on Jumu'ah Mubarak, and Eid Saeed Mubarak. Just one moment here.
The Community-Wide Shura Conference is asking everyone to become a volunteer that can support the vision to remake our world into a better place by unleashing and harnessing the full capacity inherent in the group intellect. It has become our mission to realize our model community vision by operating as a national intelligentsia, researching, designing, communicating, and implementing solutions that enhance goal achievement in all aspects of our community life. So whatever you are given is but a provision of this world's life, and that which Allah has is better and more lasting for those who believe and rely on their Lord, and those who respond to their Lord and keep up prayer, and whose affairs are decided by counsel among themselves. The noble and glorious Quran, Surah Ash-Shura 36:38. CWSC recognizes again that only through Shura can the power of the group intellect be fully utilized for solving problems and discovering opportunities that help each of us improve our individual, family, and community life. Let's reach for paradise.
Enjoying the program you're listening to and imagining being part of the solution? You don't have to imagine. Now, wherever you live, wherever you work, you can go beyond the dialogue and network with others committed to being part of the solution. CWSC and AM360 connect you to the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Register your skills, knowledge, and abilities today at CWSC.us. Because words make people, but it will take people to remake the world.
All right, dear listening audience. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back at 1:30, between 1 and 1:30 p.m. for Share Your Jumu'ah. You can go to cwsc.us and hear the presentation of the e-salat that came out just finished, and we apologize for any difficulties we had this morning in sharing the Eat Salat at first hour, the 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time hour. But Imam Bramusa Fahad Muhammad just completed the second one completely. So alhamdulillah, we're thankful for everyone, and we pray that everyone is well, inshallah. And for those who are not, we're saying God willing, those who are not, who are sharing in any kind of difficulty, I say sharing, yes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us. Inshallah, God willing. Assalamu alaikum.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.